My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joined right now immediately here by former Amherst head coach, now Sabres assistant coach, Seth Appert. Seth, first off, thanks again for taking the time. Really nice to be back here at Harbor Center, getting the feels of hockey again and hearing all the nice sounds, the crisp ice and everything. How fun is it for you to be back here? And a little bit of a different perspective for you. You've been coaching at this tournament for the past few years. This time, you're a spectator.
Yeah, no, it's first of all great to be on. It is really exciting to see a live hockey game, that competitive hockey game being played right now with our prospects. A lot of these guys, which I've coached in Rochester, it's been a little weird this week not to be out there and practice with them, not to be on the bench tonight in this game, but really excited for our prospects and to watch them tonight.
How has that transition been for you this offseason mentally, I guess, when it comes to focusing for the past few years on coaching in Rochester, working with some of the prospects? Now your role's changed a little bit where you're going to be behind the bench with Lindy Ruff, who returns to Buffalo as head coach, and getting to work with him with the NHL group.
Well, it's exciting. It changes. Being an assistant, there's different roles, different responsibilities. I think, first of all, how fortunate I am as the first time in the NHL to get to be with a guy like Lindy. Lindy's fifth winningest coach of all time. All the success he's had, all the experiences he had at the NHL level. So really fortunate at my level to get to do that. And then, you know, a lot of the guys I know. I've coached a lot of these guys on the way up. So this summer's been great preparing. First of all, as staff, getting to know each other. You need to spend a lot of time together to get on the same page, to make sure your verbiage is the same, your terminology is the same. So when a player asks a question of any one of the seven coaching staff members, the answer is the same no matter who's answering it.
Now, from your perspective as a spectator for the tournament today, that first period, it seemed like Columbus wanted to come out right off the bat, set a physical tone, but it seemed like the Sabres out here, your group, really just went with the punches and managed to kind of overtake the game for a little bit there with speed. What was your analysis from what you saw from some of the players that you've been coaching for a while out there?
Yeah, I think the first 7-8 minutes, Columbus was physical. And our skills started to take over as the period went on. I liked the way our younger guys took that physicality. Didn't seem to rattle us. We kept attacking. I thought we played a fast attacking game. Obviously, Kulik does what Kulik does. You know, those goal scorers. First of all, I love on his goal, he won a puck battle. He won a puck battle to keep offensive possession alive, and then he went to a hard area. He didn't hang out on the outside. He went into the inside. He got rewarded for going to that hard ice with that goal.
I want to ask you about a few of the players that you've coached. By the way, we're speaking with new Sabres assistant coach Seth Appert, joining Lindy Ruff's staff this year. Got the chance for the past couple of seasons to coach a couple of guys, young prospects in Isak Rosén and Yuri Kulik. Take us through, I guess, what you're seeing from where they were last year when you were coaching them in the playoffs to now this fall, this late summer, where they're getting ready to try to fight for a spot in the NHL now.
Yeah, I think that what we've seen over the last couple of years now is just the maturation of them as young men. They both look outstanding. They're really hard workers, so they had great summers. So they look ready to go from a physical perspective. And then their game has continued to mature with that. They're better at the hard things than they were 6 months ago, 18 months ago. They check better. They hunt pucks better. As crazy as this is, with as good as Jiří Kulík's shot is, his shot is better now than it was, 8-10 months ago, because he puts the work on that. So we're trying to get those guys to be is closer to being finished products, because the closer they become to being finished products, the more they help the Sabres win games here in the future.
Last question I have, another couple of prospects want to get your thoughts on. You got the chance to coach Anton Wahlberg for a few games at the end of the regular season and into the playoffs last year. Your analysis on him, and then also your thoughts on the Sabres' new 2024 first-round pick, Konstas Helenius, who I think is really looking interesting out there, in the fact that he comes in immediately from Finland to come here, played right down the middle right away. Your analysis on both of those players.
Well, with Helenius, he seems to be a very, very smart player. Somewhat complete at 18. He can play defense, he can play center, similar to Kulík a couple years ago. Those are hard things to do at 18 years old. So he looks really good. Wahlberg, you love. He's still raw physically, but there's so much there. And the thing that really excites you with Wahlberg is that he got that step in the first period on the Columbus defenseman. His mindset in those moments is to take pucks to the back post. Not stay on the short side and settle for a fadeaway jump shot, so to speak. He takes pucks to hard areas, and you score goals that way, or you draw penalties, as he did in that scenario.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.